Coming to you from Orange County, California, this is the Jug Life Podcast with Max Ada and Chad Wesley Smith.
Hey everybody, what's up? Chad Wesley Smith here, another episode of the Jug Life Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by Mystical Max Montana. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, yeah.
And our guest today, the Mad Dog, Maddie Forberg. How are you, Madeline?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here. California is a lot colder than I thought it was going to be at this time of year, because this is about the same as Illinois.
Really?
At this point, yeah. Well, we got snow like a week ago, but Midwest is kind of like, you never know, you roll the dice.
I think it's a beautiful day.
Are you a shorts in the snow kind of person? Sandals, shorts, like...
I'm always wearing Crocs, but it just, like, if it's colder out, I'll wear socks.
Right. Socks and Crocs at the lifestyle?
Socks and, yes.
Socks
See,
and
that's
Crocs.
It. That's my
go.
Lifestyle.
Okay.
Nothing to do with lifting, just socks and Crocs. But shorts, not so much anymore.
Fanny packs and jumping jacks?
Ooh.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Slaying. He's slaying that.
This
on a roll.
Yeah, this is kind
of coming.
My main life skill. When you're in the snow in your Crocs, does that require sport mode?
Yeah, because it could get slippery.
Yeah.
So you got to flip it to the back.
Throw that strap on.
Is this considered leisure mode, this current state?
This is casual. Yeah, this is casual. I'm with friends, so.
How long do a pair of Crocs last?
Approximately 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a durable little shoe.
How many different pairs do you have?
This is my second pair, because the first one was so durable.
So you don't have, like, 10 different colors or anything like that?
I'm trying to find an American flag Croc pair.
The 4th of July is almost upon us.
Yeah, well, yes. But it seems like it's mythical. And I don't know how I could create one other than they have those little things you put in Crocs called gibbets, name itself is great. They're like little accessories you just like push into here. And I thought about buying like 30 of the American flag ones because I couldn't find an American flag pair of Crocs.
But I'm waiting for Crocs to come out with like a knee-high boot. I would buy a Croc that was knee-high.
They have heels.
They have a heeled Croc?
Mm-hmm.
So these gibbets, that seems like a part of a whole Crocs community subculture.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You guys have, like, message boards?
Yeah.
I read it.
Trading, yeah. There's, like, vintage gibbets, you know, higher scale jewels kind of thing.
What do you think about Dr. Mike Isertel's Crocs collections? Doesn't he have Batman Crocs? Or those might just be Batman slip-on Vans?
Probably that one.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him on the message board, so I can neither confirm or deny that.
Yeah. Mankini, he's a
Croc guy too.
There's a lot of things that it's good for Jared to be influenced by Dr. Mike on, and fashion is definitely not one of them. But he's let himself go down that road, so.
I'm thinking about getting camo ones next.
Yeah.
Like at first it felt ironic to just like, oh, camo, like so cool. But now I think it's the best choice for me.
Practical.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, especially moving to Florida now, I'm like, there's going to be gators and stuff, and I really need to fit in with that kind of crowd.
And you don't want the gators to be able to see your feet.
No, that would be the worst thing.
That's the easiest place for them to bite.
Oh. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. So
they always go for the foot. Or the hand, I guess, in Chubb's case.
Who's Chubb's?
Happy Gilmore?
What?
Oh.
No, this is a good podcast.
No, see you later.
Hope you guys talk about
something. Enjoyed being on that time team.
It's been an honor.
Are you not familiar with Happy Gilmore?
No, I have seen Happy Gilmore, but you guys know so many people and have so many nicknames for people that you know you can never.
I see myself as the Chubbs of weightlifting.
Because he's got a bad hand.
Because the hand.
I wasn't familiar that you had a bad hand.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
He's got a strong hand.
It's like a Chubb's hand.
Is it like a sinful hand, like you can't control it kind of thing, or it just doesn't work as well?
It's not like an alien hand. No, it's just broken. It doesn't work properly.
Oh.
But I envision that if it ever came to it, I would have it replaced with a wooden hand.
Wooden?
That was, for some reason, like 6 inches longer. And I'd always wear a sweater. I should probably start wearing a sweater like that when I coach.
Oh, my gosh. Like an Always Sunny?
Yeah.
Uncle Lawyer as the big hand.
That pays the other guy to put his hands over top.
Yeah, you may remember me as a small-handed man. Well, you remembered wrong.
That's what I like about you, Maddie. You have a depth of references.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Some other women on this team, they don't commit a lot of useless lines from television movies to memory to be recalled at any moment. But you do. So I'm very
dedicated
proud of you.
A lot of time. Thank you. I've dedicated a lot of time of my college years to just watching shows. So people ask me like time management, and I, honestly, if I have no concept of it, because most of the time I'm just watching The Office or Always Sunny and stressing that I should do other things. But why not watch The Office for the 100th time?
Well, because when you procrastinate enough, then you really build up the adrenaline for the big push.
Yeah, see, that works. Because then you can do it in like 3 hours, one day.
High pressure. Before,
yeah. Who needs Adderall when you can just do that?
Right. Anxiety.
Yeah. Anxiety feels
everything. The original Adderall.
So you're finishing college in the next few days, taking your finals for nursing school.
Mm-hmm.
And then are not going to be a nurse.
Probably not. Sorry, yeah. Mom.
Do we just break that news to her?
This is it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think she watches this?
She will probably pretend to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, oh, that was great, honey.
It's most mothers do.
Right. Yeah. Which I don't blame her.
Yeah.
But yes, probably not. I mean, I value my education very much so, and nursing is cool because it's always going to be a career. There's not really going to be, you know, too many nurses. I mean, right now it's a very huge career for like colleges. It's a big major, but the time being, no, I don't see it in the next few years. And I've talked to like one of my success advisors about it. And if I want to go take the NCLEX in like 2 years or so, she can set me up to do that. But with Worlds and whatnot, trying to take the NCLEX in July would be a disaster.
Not the best timing. So let's talk, I guess, a little bit about lifting. If people aren't familiar with you, how many years you've been powerlifting?
Almost three now I've been powerlifting.
And 1 year under the guidance of me.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thanks. It's huge for me.
So you second at nationals this past year for the juniors and the 57s.
Mm-hmm.
But made the world team. So we're off to Sweden in a few months, mm-hmm, or a few weeks. What are your PRs?
152.5 bench, or wow, that would be amazing.
Hey, your meet PRs.
Yeah, so 152.5 squat, meet for bench is 95.
95, yeah.
And then deadlift, 157.5?
That sounds that about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Close enough.
For the pounds people, that's 336, 209, and 348. In the 125-pound class. So, yeah, we're off to Sweden for Worlds. I won't bother. Well, you want to talk about your time management? Just admit it, you don't have any time management skills. It's all procrastination.
Most of it's procrastination, and a lot of it is knowing what time I need to be in the gym. So, like, I just manage the day around that.
So, when would a typical day start? Are you, like, a 5 o'clock in the morning?
It kind of depends. Now that my clinicals are over, that's not really going to be the case, because most of the time, depending on what clinical I had, I'd have to maybe drive an hour and a half away.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, so I had, this last semester, I had Friday, Saturday, Sunday clinicals, Saturday, Sunday being an hour or so away. And those, I would have to be there by 6:30, so that would be a long day. But yeah, usually a day would start around 6:30, 7 o'clock if I even just had class or so.
Do you prefer to train at night or train in the morning?
Yeah, I prefer to train at night, mainly because I can always rely on that, and it feels nice to have that kind of schedule. And also, I work at the gym that I go to, Bloomington Normal Barbell Club in Bloomington Normal, Illinois, and I'm there at least from 7 to like 10 o'clock at night.
Bloomington Normal is the name of the town?
Mm-hmm.
Is that... I feel like that's like they're really pushing that hard, the normal aspect of their town.
See, here's the thing.
Wouldn't say it was normal. If it was normal, you wouldn't have to say it.
No, the place I'm in is just normal. It's called Normal.
That's even worse.
I know.
It's even more so than trying to push the name.
Yeah, but Normal is so small, and Bloomington is like the big brother of it, so they just kind of combine it sometimes.
Is the town normal?
I mean, it's Illinois, so there's corn and hillbillies, and
maybe it is accurate. Maybe that is a good barometer.
We're normal.
For town to live in.
Yeah.
So, been lifting for 3 years. You're just turned 22.
Mm-hmm.
Not much of an athletic background, if I remember correctly. Drumline.
Yeah, mostly band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the which drums? This one?
See, I started off.
ones?
I wish. I started off with the bass drum. Uh-huh. So it's kind of like a ranking. Like I started off with bass 3, which is like big. And then I went to bass 1, which is like a small one, like you're number one in the line for bass.
Okay.
And then snare for 2 years, which is this one. The cool one, like the Nick Cannon one.
Can you dance and drum at the same time?
Oh yeah, that's huge. You have to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need a drum. Find us a drum immediately.
Are there tryouts and stuff for it, and it's all like super competitive?
Yes and no. In my town, it wasn't very competitive because the band was smaller, and so they kind of just took everyone. But your placement in there was kind of competitive. So like, you would try out or like recite music and play that, and you could be put as like cymbals if you were not the best, or
if you play the triangle.
Yeah.
Triangle
guy.
Yeah. Our band was so small that we didn't have like a marching drum line in competition because we would go to other places and compete against bands. But I played the drum line for when we would do parades and stuff. Otherwise, I played a male instrument.
How does a band competition work?
Oh, it's great. It's huge. You play music and there's like judges that walk around in the field, and you've never seen one?
The most exposure I have to drum lines is the cover of the movie Bonk's Drumline.
When the movie Drumline came out, like, I played high school football, so Varsity Blues and Friday Night Lights, I was like, these are the most awesome movies ever.
Mm-hmm.
Were you, like, camping outside the theater for Drumline? They're like, they finally are representing us.
I don't think I was born yet.
Oh.
But it's a relic. Yeah, I don't think I was born.
This has put my life into perspective.
No way. For real?
I was born in 97.
No, Drumline came out in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
You would have been a very young child.
A tot.
10.
Are there other Drumline related movies? Drumming related movies?
No, not really. There's like a drum core that's really popular.
Is this a movie?
It's not a movie. It's like competitive band.
Oh, it's like a community.
Yeah. Yeah, and
drum corps.
Is there, you think the Venn diagram of the drumming, the band core community and the Crocs community, is there much overlap?
Actually, I would say so. I mean, we're functional people, and we choose functional shoes, fashion and function.
All right, so from the drum line, it seemed like you could have been getting kind of jacked from that because you're a tiny person, so like. You have to front carry your bass 3
mm-hmm.
drum.
Yeah, that was rough. We should pull up some pictures of that.
Yeah.
That's good times.
It was about the same height as you?
Maybe like it was more like
of your height?
It was out this way.
Ah.
You had to lean back to hold it up, huh?
Yeah, we had like a brace that we would wear, a harness.
Yeah.
So you were Zercher squatting drums all over the place.
Yeah. Zercher carries for hours probably, huh?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Louis Simmons probably gonna be heading out to scout the band talent.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spatial strengths. Spatial exercises.
So what made you, what kind of first interested you about powerlifting?
Well, I was really interested in powerlifting after working in a commercial gym for a really long time. My entire high school years I was working in this commercial gym in town called Reclaim Fitness. And even the first 2 years of college, back in the summertime, I would go there. And my perception of fitness was just like losing weight. We had some of your typical like bodybuilder people, you know, small town kind of things at our gym. But there was not much strength related things other than two of my friends, Jacob and Kyle, that were doing powerlifting, which is something I never heard of. And I was really interested in what they were doing because they were really happy about it. You know, when they came into the gym, they had this goal, and it wasn't like, well, I guess I have to go on the treadmill for 20 minutes and kill myself on that and then do this. And it wasn't focused on a body part, which at the time, I had a really unhealthy relationship with body image and weight. And I guess it's stressful in itself to have like a mental or eating disorder. Like it's heavy, it's a lot. And at a certain point, I was just like, I'm done hating everything all the time and feeling like I'm in a toxic environment, relationship with fitness. Like, it can be a fun thing. I see this with two of my friends. They come into the gym and they have a goal, and whether it goes well or not, they leave and they feel successful about something. And it took me a long time to actually ask them to teach me, because I was so prideful about it. I didn't want to feel stupid. I didn't know how to deadlift or bench. I was squatting, so I mean, probably why I like squats now, but I didn't want to feel stupid. So I waited until like halfway through freshman year of college to ask Kyle to help me. I was kind of like joking about it. I was like, well, I'm just going to become a powerlifter too. And he's like, do it. I was like, okay. But yeah, it was something where I was just really interested in focusing on the functions of your body versus what it looked like.
So you mentioned a little bit about eating disorder stuff and get into this as much as you'd like or not like. But at the time when you asked Kyle about this, you weighed like 85 pounds, right?
I gained a little bit more in college. But yeah, my lowest was 85. The thing is I had gone from like 140 pounds to 85 pounds, and it was something where like the people around me were kind of supportive of it at first, because it's like, oh, you're losing weight, like you're running a lot, like that's a really cool change for you in your life, like good job. And I just take in all of that and like clung to any piece of good job, you're losing weight, you look great kind of thing, and that just fueled it into never eating and running until I passed out and being 85 pounds. But in college, I think freshman year, I probably gained back up to like 105, 110.
So with the starting powerlifting, had you'd already begin to deal with anorexia and bulimia issues, like that you were kind of coming out of that already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Did that stuff stem from somewhere, like with like not that you, because you weren't like a competitive like gymnast or something, but did it just kind of start as like you started losing weight or started getting healthy and like get into the gym, and then it kind of snowballed into that, or?
Not so much. My family had like a really kind of tragic occurrence. My father passed away, and then my sister was hit by a car and has a traumatic brain injury. We're all very grateful that she's alive. But that was a lot, and like one after the other. So I think, like from that, and maybe just organically, I had some depression issues growing up, and I really struggled with self-harm and anxiety and depression, so much so that I was self-harming, and in 2015 had like a suicide attempt, all the while going through a lot of therapy. I'm very grateful that my mom found the means to put me through some therapy like that, and the anorexia and bulimia was just kind of a manifestation of that.
And, you know, I've never been a teenage girl, surprisingly, and surprisingly never really dealt with body image issues, even though after watching those old episodes the other day, I probably should have been. But I mean, that's got to be like real pressure that you, so many women feel, to like be smaller and lose weight, and as you were getting that positive reinforcement, mm-hmm. you know, when you went from like 140 to 120, people are like, oh, that's great, and then from 120 to 100, there are some people who are like, oh, that's awesome. And then you're like, well, if losing some of that weight was better, you know, or was good, then more of it must be better kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, like, being a bando person, the youngest of my family, like, it was totally like an attention thing. Yeah. And it was whatever attention I was getting, whether it was like, wow, you're like, you're getting really skinny, blah, blah, blah. Like, that was something I was fueling on. And I distinctly remember somebody in our family being like, are you like good here at this weight? Like, are you still gonna like push it? And I was at like 95 pounds at that point. And I was like, well, I think I'm just gonna like maintain, and like lost 10 more pounds just doing that. But
that's a big 10 pounds. And mm-hmm. you know, people have seen you on Instagram and stuff. It's not like you are not a big person. I think you even wear the same size shoe as Marissa. So shopping in the toddlers section
cheaper
there.
Cheaper that way.
Yeah. So it would be, it's not like you're 5'5" and weighed 85 pounds. Like, you're very small, but...
Yes, yeah. I was very sickly looking. Looking at pictures of that is like, oh, God. Like, and at the time, I never thought I was that small. Like, looking at myself, it was never, you know, I didn't have that perspective.
Well, looking at myself in those old episodes, I never thought that I was that fat either.
But
it
hit me, too.
Turns out I was.
My face was enormous.
Oh, yeah. You had the cheeks.
That was disgusting. It was hard to watch. But nothing has changed for me. Were you using like social media a lot in 2015 in that time?
No, probably I didn't. Young. I didn't start an Instagram until I started powerlifting.
Okay.
I'd used it as like a means of like a video journal type of thing. Yeah. That's what I used Instagram for.
So coming from all that stuff in 2015, we're only four years past that. How has powerlifting and just everything you're doing now just sort of created a more positive environment for you, mental health, all that stuff?
For me, it's helped a lot, especially because I do have ADHD and I'm like all over the place with a lot of things. Powerlifting has helped me to combine a lot of mental health, nutrition, responsibility, being driven type things, because if one of those things is off, your performance isn't going to be great, right? So that has helped a lot with, keeping motivation, having my mental health in check. I didn't know the cat was out here. That was terrifying. But
fear of cats, you've gotten over that now.
Yes, wow, that was a major influence in my upbringing. But powerlifting has helped me in that way, where I need to keep my shit together, and I have more motivation to do that. Because when you're depressed, it sounds awful to say, but you get in that routine, and being depressed can be very comfortable. Like, not being depressed is like a, it's difficult.
Like, you find identity in being depressed.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. So powerlifting has helped in a multitude of ways, especially in that, because like I need to be on top of things, because I value powerlifting. I value the goal that we have here, whether it's a certain competition or, technique type thing. And none of that is going to work if I'm not fully invested in it.
How soon after you started doing powerlifting did you kind of feel like it, did it start to stick to you where you felt like it meant something?
It was pretty immediate.
Yeah.
And I had changed my view on eating right even then. And then I didn't weigh myself for a really long time. I didn't start weighing myself until my first meet.
Yeah.
Before my first meet, because I didn't know what weight class I was going to be. But food started to become different. After high school, after being that low of weight and being really sick like that, I stopped trying to calorie count, because it's kind of like a Rain Man thing. Once you know calories of a lot of things, you just kind of always do. But I had stopped trying to do that, and then when I started powerlifting, I was able to eat more dense things and wasn't just I can have a piece of chicken and grapes or something ridiculous.
Cool.
Thanks.
So as you've grown as a lifter, and now I got all these people following you and all that cool stuff, what are some of your, longer term goals? Obviously, short term goal is going to be lift well at Worlds, but ways that you want to improve as a lifter, and then ways that you kind of want to use powerlifting for more than just how much weight you can lift.
For me, my goal is to just keep getting stronger and doing that more proficiently. And one of the things I loved getting into powerlifting is all the research that I threw myself into, reading things and listening to you guys or Mark Bell's PowerCast, and I love that, and I just hope to continue to keep doing that and having a passion for learning more about it. And as far as the other question, I've loved coaching. That has been something I started doing and I was this is amazing. And I've never really had anything where I felt like I fit into it very well. Nursing was a cool thing where I was I can do that. With nursing, I was very inspired when my sister was in the hospital and in a coma and all this stuff. I was inspired by how the nurses really transformed that experience for my family, because it could have been really awful for all of us. That time clash of events could have been really dark, but the nurses were really helpful and I loved that. But nursing has never been something where I'm this is my life's passion, And powerlifting has been that for me, and then coaching has just made that even bigger. So keep growing in both of those ways of getting stronger myself and helping people find the same kind of connection that I do with strength training.
Nice. All right, we'll take a break for a second. We'll come back from that break with probably less serious things.
Wonderful DMs.
All right, so we're back on The Jug Life with Miss Maddie Forberg. And so you've got this big following now. How many Instagram followers you got?
I think it's 12, 210.
That's 100,000
okay.
more than me.
Oh, 100, 200.
How do you think that kind of came about? What is it about Maddie Forberg that everyone wants to follow?
I think people find the Crocs really relatable, and they just want to follow my Croc adventures. I think that's the main thing people follow me for. But other than that, I think people just enjoy, you know, lifting and fitness and someone that, like, has a passion for it. I also talk about, like, mental health and school. I think, you know, like, a lot of other college students can connect with what I'm doing. And I also have, like, these big legs that, like, weird people on the internet really like.
Well, so. Speaking of that.
Interesting.
Speaking of that, as I'm sure any, probably any female powerlifter or any female can relate to, there's a lot of weird people on the internet. A lot of creepers. And, you know, Team Juggernaut has assembled quite a collection of strong and happen to be beautiful women, and you guys get a lot of weird shit sent to you.
We do.
And in the vein of, like, celebrities read mean tweets type of thing, I'd like to go into a, you know, what's going down in the DMs of a female powerlifter's Instagram.
These are all real.
These are all real, taken directly from Maddie's DMs, and we're just going to react, analyze. I don't know if I want to try and get inside some of these people's heads. So let's just cannonball into the deep end. Hello, could I please pay you $15,000 for something? $15,000. Hi, $15,000 for what?
I mean, that's got to curious.
That's got to pique your interest.
Yeah, $15,000 is a lot for a college kid.
Yeah,
quite a bit.
You kind of had to know whatever it was wasn't going to be good.
No.
But you do have to know what it is.
I needed to know.
Yeah.
Curiosity.
What was on the line here?
Thank you for the reply. Sorry to disturb you.
The first.
It's very polite.
Hoping if I paid you $15,000, can I watch you in high heels stepping on a tiny pet creature? Nothing big, just very tiny, like rodent size. The money will be paid first as well. I hope my request not upset you. Sorry to ask you this. You just too perfect.
Need anything more be said?
I mean, he's going to pay you up front. How? That seems like a terrible strategy.
Do you think a Beanie Baby would count?
No, because this conversation continued. It's in my phone somewhere. Where he also offered to send the kitten rodent thing and pay for the shoes. Pretty cool on that front.
That's like nice shoes?
Yeah.
Like some
he's like, what about
Christian
these?
Christian Louboutin or
yeah.
something?
Wow. Yeah. I don't know about that, but.
If he was throwing in a really nice pair of shoes, that's kind of sweetening the deal. Does that come out of the $15,000 budget?
Right, yeah. Is there a budget? These are the questions we need
that's
to
a good point.
Know.
That's a good point.
And shipping and handling for the rodent, too?
You can't
like, is that?
Ship something that's alive.
Well, just contact a local pet store.
Oh, okay, I see, yeah.
That works.
So, what the fuck is wrong with this person?
There's too much to list. I don't think you could even find anything that's right with that person.
I just want to know where these kind of fetishes come from. You know, like, is there a life experience where, like, someone in his family stepped on a rodent on accident, and he was like, wow, that was really neat. Like,
Boner
that's
City.
It.
This
that's
has awakened something in me.
Yeah.
All right.
There's something, that person needs to seek out some professional help.
Yes.
If you're listening, which you probably are,
yes.
Go to a doctor.
You know what, maybe he, like, maybe that's what his career. Like, is
for research.
No. For, like, pest control.
Maybe see, he meant cockroach. Maybe a creature was like a cockroach or a bug or something.
Well, what do they do for like rats?
They definitely don't
step on them with high heels.
They definitely don't do that.
Well, we just want the rats out of here. So however you need to take care of that, that's fine.
He's the worst exterminator in the world. Very slow.
And very inefficient. And I mean, he pays $15,000 per animal. So bookings? Are you available for private booking? I want to hire you. What are your rates? Just let me know. What are your rates? Do you have a menu of sorts?
That's what I'm like, what does this person think are the services I offer here? Like, what does my Instagram show you that, like, you could book me for? is my question. Like,
I feel like most of the people sending these DMs, and maybe I'm going to get some backlash, are probably from Saudi Arabia. I feel like there's, or like the UAE, like there's a definite, like, I'm going to guess there's a lot of people in there looking to be like, hey, you know, just send a message that's super creepy, clearly broken English, to women on Instagram. And if you send enough out, that may be just a copy and paste. You may have sent that to 75 other girls.
Yeah.
Does that make you feel less special?
It does.
Yeah.
It does. Because who else is you know, what are their rights? What are their services?
Right.
What do I not bring to the table that is so spectacular?
Are you missing out on that opportunity?
Well, I think
business-wise.
You guys would be better off to maybe do some collective bargaining.
Yeah.
Maybe you and Marissa and everyone can talk. Like, all right, guys, we got to make sure we're setting our prices appropriately here.
Right.
We should unionize.
Everyone does, in fact, have a rate.
And 15,000 is not enough for creature stomping.
You look like a reptile, like your head is the shape of a lizard. What kind of bugs do you eat, LMAO?
I love that.
That's a good one. That's a
less wholesome, but...
That's like a mean one. That's a nasty one.
It is, yeah.
They went from
mixing
like
all kinds of stuff.
Went from like, hey, you know, super into you, super into this. Maybe you do this stuff. How much?
I'm so into you that I would even be aroused by you killing a small animal.
Or maybe that's the only way they can be aroused.
What if we combine? What if Maddie stepped on a lizard in the heels? Do you think both of these people would be
simultaneously aroused?
Yes.
Two birds, one stone, or in this case, two lizards, one stone.
Well, here's the thing. Do they think that telling me I look like a lizard is an insult or a compliment?
That's what I'm
curious
about.
Because that changes
about.
The tone. Like, got a thing for lizards. Right. Maybe this is good for me.
You look like a lizard. What kind? What if the person at the other end of that is the Geico guy? The Geico lizard. He's just like, I'm down for this.
What insects are you eating?
What insects? Yeah.
That's what he's asking. How it's like a date that? Request. Like, yeah.
That's a good point. Because my first assumption was like, oh, this guy's trying to talk shit. But when I take a step back and realize that there's people in the world weird enough to offer $15,000 to crush a rodent, there's also people who are like, this girl looks like a lizard, and that's fucking hot.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, when have you ever seen a bad lizard? You know, they're...
Only
like,
lizard I know is selling great car insurance.
Yeah.
It's the only one.
You see a lizard and you're like, oh, that's like kind of cool,
right?
I guess. But you're never like, oh, look at that ugly-ass lizard. So.
It's also, that man or woman...
I don't associate lizards with... And maybe I'm not a lizard sexual or whatever this person
lizard
would be
sexual.
Called.
2019, so...
Yeah, but everything's a thing.
Yeah. Maybe it's tied into conspiracy. Maybe that person thinks you're one of the lizard people that lives in the center of the world, the Earth, controlling the major governments of this planet.
I would take that as an even greater compliment.
And he's seeing it, and he's like, oh, nice try on the disguise. I figured you out.
Not tricking
anyone. Rothschild.
But, so you get, you know, a lot of probably some genuinely nice comments and compliments. Hmm. Definitely more than your fair share of really fucking weird things and creepy things. And definitely more than your fair share of just, like, rude-ass comments. Assuming this guy's not some sort of reptile sexual, he probably meant this as an insult. What's wrong with people?
I don't know. I like to revert back to the whole basement, the mom's basement kind of thing. Like, they're just chilling there. Because, like, I don't like to think about you going and messaging someone like, hey, fucking lizard freak. Like,
I've never done that. Why would you say me?
I don't know what's wrong with people.
Is the password not working on my phone? Or people are looking through it?
I think people maybe have too much time.
Someone who may have too much time, I'm going to say this name. I'm assuming it's not what their mom named them. Ninja Zombie Clown writes, little piece of my twisted mind. You have a gorgeous smile. Fucking wicked at that. You could do a lady clown like no other, guaranteed.
Yeah. You're damn right.
Hold on.
Late night thought, my B for bothering you, triple clown emoji after that.
I have a theory.
This guy's masturbated to an episode of Bozo,
yeah.
I think.
I have a different theory. I think, and unfortunately I have to bring this name up, because it could potentially, he may have stumbled across this in you, by Googling for Juggalos. Oh. He may be a fan of the Insane Clown Posse. And that's why he thinks the clown,
Juggernaut. I'm sorry if I brought this curse upon you.
You did this to me.
It could be the case.
I think I actually went to that guy's profile and he dresses as a clown.
Like a real clown? Like a Joker style clown?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the impression just from the little image I could see of him that...
He's just looking for his lady clown.
Yeah.
And so, it's me, because I could play a wicked clown.
Wicked clown. I think what we've learned in these first just couple of messages is that lots of men are into some really weird sexual stuff.
I've wondered this about the advent of the internet and the growth of the internet. Were people really fucking weird before the internet, and the internet has just allowed them to
say it somewhere?
Yes. Them to reach out to the people that they want to be weird with.
Yeah, it's more of a private, like, shame sex thing with the internet.
Or I think it's given them access to such a wide variety of things that, like, they were a little weird before, and then they just went down a network of rabbit holes.
Like, you're like, I never knew the joy I could have from being sexually aroused by clowns until the internet came around.
Because it's not like they would feel comfortable walking into one of the VHS stores at the time and getting, like, a regular porn,
I have a vast experience in this category.
This is what I'm saying. Back then, did they have a wide variety of clown porn? Probably not.
We, you know, it was expensive.
I can't say that.
Return on investment for clown porn was really not worth it, so we didn't stock a lot at the time.
You worked at a...
My father owned a video store that actually was a purveyor of adult films. Well,
they had the back room.
There was a back room, the velvet curtain, as you will, back in the day. Yeah, but there was no. I didn't watch all of the movies. There was no, as far as I know, there was no weird stuff like lizard sex or clown stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure it existed. And that was probably just at the, like, not the birth of the internet, but these were still, like, VHS and DVDs being rented at a physical location. Mm-hmm. So, streaming and, you know.
And there's that guy who would come and rent them, like, while wearing his Spider-Man.
There was a guy who used to come, and he was an older guy. He would wear, like, disgusting overalls, and he would always rent 4 movies, 2 adult films, and 2 Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen films at the same time.
No.
And you're just as a you're sitting there praying to yourself. My brother at work with me, we turn and be like, maybe he's got his granddaughters babysitting. So got to keep him busy, you know. And when they go home, he's gonna watch the rest.
Oh my God, that is one of the worst things.
But they would always come back only, you know, into the first 15 minutes of the movies. Oh. You know, be kind, rewind. But like, you only watched 12 seconds of this one, didn't you, buddy?
Oh God.
Pretty rough. So.
I think the other thing we've learned from these first few DMs is also, if my mom's watching, I have a multitude of career paths I could go in, lizards, clowns, rodent stepping, so.
The real question is, how do you resist the temptation to gather those followers by not dressing as a clown and posting a picture of it? Or doing like you post a picture of you and the Geico lizard next to you.
Oh, wow.
Like get them photoshopped in there.
I could get a whole new group of followers.
And just a caption, like, you know who this is, you know. You know who you're...
This is for you.
Yeah, this one's for you.
To not negatively affect your main brand of Maddie, the powerlifter, you could go like a Tom N. Haverford situation.
Tom N. Haverford.
You know, where he makes the dating profiles. Tom A. Haverford, like, sporty. Tom N. Haverford was the nerdy one.
Yeah.
Like... Favorite movie is books.
Favorite movie is books.
So you could just have, like, you know, Maddie A. Forberg be your main account.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there could be some sort of code, like Maddie L. Forberg, that's for weird lizard photos.
Okay.
You know, Maddie C. Forberg, that's for weird clown photos.
I'm like, already making up usernames, like Maddie Clownberg.
Clownberg. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. So that's I could just keep doing things like that.
Yeah.
Follow my other account for clown content.
Clown content. We're going live with the lizards at noon.
Oh my God.
Especially down there in Florida.
Oh.
There will be no shortage.
Actually,
of
everything
lizard
that
content.
everything we've discussed is completely normal in Florida.
Yeah,
they're all watching. Like, what's so weird?
That was my DM.
Dude, I got on the Jug Life podcast.
Well, you're welcome, zombie clown ninja, or whatever the fuck that name was. I would let you be my daddy, because you look bigger and sexier than me.
Interesting.
So, yeah. How well does that kind of line work?
How long did you guys date?
Well, after that, certainly 2 years. So just try it out. That's a nice compliment, because I didn't have a dad, so now this person wants me to be theirs, and I feel pretty honored about that opportunity.
Everything about that's pretty normal. Sans the word sexy. When I'm assuming it's a he.
Yeah.
Included the word, because you're bigger and sexier than me. That makes me think that person viewed their dad as sexy.
Well, and is this like a reverse adoption? Like, they're searching for
parents?
Oh,
for a dad.
Yeah.
Sexy dad.
But they're, like, not sexy enough?
Yeah. Is it just because you want your dad to possibly be, like, you know, like, yeah, I don't want my dad to be a loser.
Yeah, maybe would you rather have an ugly dad or a sexy dad?
Right. That's a really...
A sexy young female father.
Yeah. Makes total sense. Again, completely normal in Florida.
Yeah.
Wow. That's an intense... You have an intense DM... archive going. Mm-hmm. A lot of amazing.
Yeah, that was about five. I have like 40 that I could share. Maybe there's one.
Yeah,
I think there's one more worth.
There's some really good ones.
I don't want to get into too graphic of sexual content. Jug
Life's, these aren't even the worst ones.
Jug Life's,
no, these are the family the appropriate ones. Almost ones.
Jug Life's for the kids, you know. This one may be more of a not safe for work situation.
Oh, is this the one the Bobcat Goldway had?
I'm going to do my best to read this, though I don't speak whatever language this is written in. I'd love to worship your many muscles. Series of emojis. Do you like my muscle man physique? Mm. I already know I am gorgeous muscle man.
Confidence.
Yeah. Gonna skip word cock in there. I can throw on a bikini bottom and flex big strong biceps for you too. Worship all I give. All right. This
redacted.
It's redacted.
I want a tongue emoji, your pretty sweaty feet, sniff sniff, damn Maddie, your gorgeous feet stank so good.
Croc fan.
Muscle boo.
Interesting.
I like the muscle boo part. That's kind of cute.
Unpacking that. Unpacking
that. They
saved
it at the end. Yeah. I mean, there's some weird stuff there in the middle, but, oh, muscle boo, that's cute.
Yeah.
I like the ones where they're like super graphic, blah, 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 and then you have a pretty face.
Well,
like
they got
it.
Yeah,
about.
They got to throw something in there for you, right?
He's right, because that's
first
the
half
lasting
is for him.
Impression.
First half is for him, you know? Mm-hmm. I want to lick your sweaty croc feet. Also, and you have a pretty face.
Your personality's probably all right.
Personality.
Like, oh, thanks. That's really nice.
And we'll probably put a screenshot of this on the
screen. Yeah, it's
got to be.
That's really
important. Because it's really the only way to understand that it's written in like in the style, if you're just listening. It's like some words, emojis fill in for some of the words. Like my nose emoji, foot emoji, pinching it, emoji P, emoji A, emoji I, and fully, painfully, between her big, strong, big toe and second toe, so I can get a whiff.
Wait, so he wants you to put his nose between your big toe?
And pinch it.
And pinch it.
Creative.
Roughly.
It's like half hieroglyphs, half English there.
I don't even...
Some people should not be allowed to use the internet. They should not be allowed to have such things.
I just can't. So the message itself, the time it took to construct that with those emojis, knowing that the person guaranteed did it on a Razor phone.
Well, and they're old. He said how old he was in there, didn't he? He's like, I'm 60, muscle man.
He's 52.
Oh, yes. Right? Not bad. He's not bad for 50s.
Not bad for in my 50s. And yeah. Look how fucking good I am at using emojis.
I'm hip.
I put a lot of them in this message.
I think that's probably how he's like, oh, this is a younger lady. Yeah. That's how I'll impress her. I'll show
that's
her.
What the kids
I'm
like.
Sure I'm cool and hip. You know, I'm with it.
See, that's my favorite part of some of these DMs and stuff is they clearly take time. And, you know, that means the most to me. So they just took time out of their day to do this.
Yeah.
Like the people who go out and email me, it's like there were multiple steps here where you could have decided not to do this. But they trucked on. Like that probably took an extremely long time. For especially being 52. Yeah. Like
an hour and a half to write that.
T9.
Yeah.
Takes hard to write them. And you know that's not a copy and paste one because he has your name in there written in some combination of letters and emojis.
Well, it could be a template, too.
Multiple times, differently.
He's actually, this guy probably designed an AI system. I knew we missed our opportunity.
Damn. That would actually be the final version of the AI coaching. It's going to have a feature, an app that allows it to send DMs to the person as they make PRs, as they get better at powerlifting.
Oh.
It'll send them DMs in the form of this, like really weird, creepy sexual things and like weird lizardy comments and all sorts of things.
So what
super
you been
into
missing?
Crocodiles, wondering if maybe you'd paint my body like a crocodile and spank my open bottom.
Oh my God. Well, see, there's some things the AI feature needs.
Yeah. people are weird. I'm sure that you've had many a powerlifter, well-known powerlifters, probably try and slide up in the DMs without naming any names or with, I don't really care. was there ever something that one of them said that you're like, wouldn't have guessed that they were into that?
Mm. Oh, weird stuff.
Not particularly weird things, just kind of like...
It's hard dirty. When you've already gone down lizard sexuality.
Yeah. Yeah, like I can't follow it up with something worse than that.
Yeah, you're sort of desensitized
by
that. For me, it's been difficult because it's like I'm young and I've had all these people that I've looked up to, and then like having like one or two of them be
they
really
shatter
creepy.
That.
It's like I looked at you as like this cool figure, and now you're just
not
gross.
Not Max, actually. No.
Yeah.
I looked at you.
I was pretty upfront right off the bat. I'm into lizards. I'm into weird lizard clown stuff.
Yeah.
You'd be a great clown lizard.
Really morphing.
It's a subset. It's a subset of clown sexuality and lizard sexuality.
You can dip your feet in both.
Not
maybe.
Into either one of them unless they're combined. It's got to be the Geico lizard has to be dressed as a clown.
I hope that both of those guys are listening, and they're, right now they're like, I never thought of that.
Don't they DM each other? That'd be a good collab.
We just opened up a whole new Pandora's box.
There's a clown. I'm telling you right now, there's a man in Florida dressed as a clown crossing the name Max Ada and Chadwick Smith off of a mirror with red lipstick.
Yeah.
it's happening this second.
You're welcome for that.
I've lost control of this. I've lost control of this. All right.
So, powerlifting's been good to you? Yeah. Ready for Sweden?
I'm ready, yes. I'm very excited. I have never flown or been in another country, so...
Never flown to another country?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So that would have been a long drive out here.
Yeah.
So, I've been to Canada, but that's like...
That doesn't count.
Not really. Yeah.
It's America's hat.
America's hat. What a lovely way of putting that.
Yeah. Degrading, but also complimentary.
Yeah, it's like
much like the Canadian.
People like hats.
Yeah.
So I'm pumped for that aspect of a long flight. I don't know, but I'm excited for competing.
Yeah.
We've talked about it before in one of the other interviews, but I'm excited for like a redemption kind of thing because I wasn't happy with Arnold's performance.
Even though you made a total PR.
Yeah, I should check my PR privilege.
Check that privilege.
Yeah. But I feel like we've worked really hard and found a lot of things that worked in this past block that are going to really help for Sweden. So I'm excited to see how that goes.
Good. Sometimes those experiences, I think, in my opinion, can be the best where you perform well, but you know there's more.
Yeah.
You know there's more to do. You know that you can just make some adjustments and it's going to be there, you know, like the one more lift or better performance this way or remembering a cue or something on platform, like those are the best performances because you know you're capable and it's already going to happen You just have to focus on the execution stuff. It's not a matter of like, oh, I gotta add 15 kilos to my bench press or something, where it's nothing going back to the drawing board. It's just, you know, doing the same things you've been doing and doing better.
Yeah, I agree that those experiences are important, because it's kind of like a, I mean, with anything, you have to actually go through it to be like, okay, well, we're not gonna do that again, so this is what we're gonna do.
But yeah. Cool.
And the team will be there. That'll be even better.
The whole gang. Well, where can people follow you and hopefully not send you weird messages or continue to send you weird messages?
For now, it's at Maddie Forberg, M-A-D-D-Y. We'll see if I make the Maddie Clownberg, but for now, at Maddie Forberg.
You can find me at Reptile Circus at Instagram. sorry, a different account. Max_8 on Instagram or Facebook, or email me max@jtsstrength.com.
And if you're interested in online coaching, the way that I coach her, check out jtsstrength.com. We have powerlifting, powerbuilding, weightlifting, super total strongman, and yeah, that's it. Yeah. For online coaching, AI stuff, one-on-one, all kind of different things. Juggernaut AI app coming soon. Subscribe to the podcast, 5-star review, subscribe to the YouTube, all that good stuff. We've got books that you can read and learn about training. You can
keep your weird fucking DMs to yourself.
Yeah. Or as I'm really more expecting from this is you've now taken it as a personal challenge to how weird of a DM you can send.
Keep it spicy.
Yeah. So, Chad Wesley Smith and at Chad Wesley Smith and at Juggernaut Training, please don't send me these weird DMs. But,
woof.
you know, compliments always nice. It's a complimentary wolf.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. We'll